بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us dua, supplication, through which we can beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time of the day, at any time of the night, wherever we may be, whether we are at home, in the office, in the business, traveling, we are abroad, wherever we may be. Dua, ulama have mentioned that it is the greatest of doors to give a person relief from his worries, calamities that he's going through, from any type of distress, agony, pain, suffering. It is the key to the answer of our needs. In other words, a person has a haja and he supplicates, he makes sincere dua to Allah, and Allah is the one who answers the dua. So Allah has given us this great weapon which a person, a believer, will use in various times and occasions in his life. Even when he is faced with enemies, we have enemies in this world, and dua, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned, Ala adullukum ala may yunajjikum min a'da'ikum. Should I not show you something that will save you from your enemy? Wa yudirru lakum arzaqakum, and will give you your rosy in abundance. He says there is dua. Allah Rabbul Izzat has exhorted us. In fact, Allah has commanded us in the Quran, in the 24th juz, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Rabb has said, ادْعُونِي, make dua to me, beg from me, ask me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your dua. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, those people who show pride, arrogance, a donkey attitude from making dua to me. The word in the Quran, in this verse, ibadat, has been mentioned. Mufassirin are unanimous that ibadah here refers to dua. Those who don't make dua, Allah says they will enter Jahannam in a very despicable way. They will be made zaleel. They will be disgraced. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has therefore mentioned, ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Dua itself is ibadah. Another hadith, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the marrow of ibadah. It is the core of ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah. It is the integral part of ibadah. When a person makes ibadah of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he's an abd, he's a slave, he's a servant, he's making ibadah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is the ma'bud. Allah is the one who is being worshipped. So normally when you talk about ibadah, our mind firstly goes to salah. So if you take salah, in salah, a person is bowing down, he's making ruku, he's going to sajda, he's making tasbihat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the banda that you are now sitting before me, you are humbling yourself before me, you are making my ibadah. I am your mawla, I am your master, I am your creator. The similar thing is found in dua. In dua, a person is extending his begging bowl, he's extending his hands, and he is showing his complete need of Allah Rabbul Izzat, his dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his muhtaji upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is saying, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. He is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have explained, he is showing what you call in Arabic, at-tadallul wal-khudu'. He is humbling himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is now showing Tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah is alone. He's not begging from any other person. He's not standing before any other deity. Because he knows only Allah can be worshipped. And only Allah will answer his du'as. And therefore he turns only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he begs with dedication, with devotion, with sincerity, showing his despicable condition, how much in need he is. He is in dire need. He is in a very serious condition, and therefore he is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, in the beginning verses of Surah Maryam, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala mentions his incident. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. He called out to Allah. He begged from Allah. نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Quietly. Silently. He was in communion with Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is dua. A person is raising his hands. And sometimes you may not have the chance and opportunity to raise your hands. So even from your heart, you are begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. And then he first puts forward his very condition of being an old man, his old age. And he says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Wallah, I have become old. My bones have become very, very weak. My hair has turned white. I have reached old age. Oh, but my Allah, I have never been unfortunate. Oh, my du'as has never been rejected by you. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. Oh Allah, whenever I asked you, whenever I begged from you, Ya Allah, you never turned down my du'a. And what was his cry? He had no children. His wife was barren. And he was concerned about his progeny. That Allah's ibadat must continue. Iman must continue. And therefore he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Silently showed his servitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He showed his humility before Allah. And he cried to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah answered his dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'uni, ask me, beg from me, make dua to me. Astajib lakum. I will answer your dua. How often we find ourselves going through agony in our life, pain. Sometimes it is a sickness. And doctors have lost hope. Or even if doctors have not lost hope, but the sickness is prolonging. And we become frustrated. Turn to Allah. Make dua to Allah. That is the solution. We have some financial problem. The man is battling, he's trying to make ends meet. Nothing seems to be coming right. To not lose hope, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's treasures are full. They never become exhausted. They never become depleted. Allah's khazana never decreases. Allah gives and He gives and He gives. He provides for all His creation and His khazana never decreases. Sometimes it's some other problem, domestic problem. Sometimes a youngster has got a drug problem. So he's trying also to give up that habit. But with that, you should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah sends down His nusrat, His help. Many times we want an instant jawab from Allah. We want to see some instant result. We have raised our hands now and we expect that before we finish our dua, whatever we desired must be answered. Indeed, that is highly possible. If Allah wishes to do so, Allah has shown so many times, hardly even finish the dua and exactly what we wanted is there. But generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how much we are begging from Him. How much we are turning our attention to Him. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Allah wants to see this faqr, this faqiri in us. We are beggars unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will answer our dua. We find in the Quran, The people had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَ. Various questions they would ask you, they come and ask you. Allah will reply, قُلْ O Muhammad sallam, tell them, give them the jawab like this. So many questions were posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the jawab, this is the answer. But when he came to the question, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي When my bandas, when my servants ask about me, Allah, then Allah did not use the wasita of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not command Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, قُلْ Then Allah is qareeb. Allah Himself took it upon Himself. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ Allah didn't say, قُلْ O Muhammad, tell them. Allah says, verily I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ When my banda makes dua, I answer his dua. How often we have found over here, or perhaps we experience ourselves sometimes, Allah forgive us. We say, I made so much of dua, nothing seems to happen. This is a very dangerous statement we are making. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not make ujilat, do not make isti'ajal. Your dua will be answered. Do not be hasty. When sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mal isti'ajal? What is the meaning of isti'ajal? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, and the meaning of this is that the person, Rasulullah says, the man says, da'utu, I made dua. I don't see my dua being answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, fayastahsiru inda dhalik, he becomes despondent, he loses hope, wayada'u dua, and he abandons making dua. Ulama say, like a person who has sowed the seeds in the ground and he wants crops and certain type of flowers or vegetable and he's watering the plants, everything. He's trying his level best, but nothing seems to grow. So he becomes full of despondency and despair and he leaves it and goes away. This should not be the case. As I said, Allah is not bound to give us instant results. The nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the method that Allah has adopted, that sometimes the hadith says, يُعَجِّلُ دَعْوَتَهُ Allah gives the person, answers his dua immediately. And other times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a bala from him. He perhaps made dua for a big nice palatial home, and he's been making dua for a long time. But he does not get a home. Instead, he was about to meet with a terrible accident that it could have made him a cabbage for the rest of his life. And that dua that he had made for a home, so as to say now, that dua was now being used to save him from this accident. So he made a big dua, and Allah yasrifu anhu al-bala. Allah moved some bala from him. His dua was answered. Not necessarily give him the same thing that he wanted. But Allah removed a big bala from him. Imagine meeting up with an accident or cabbage. What will that beautiful home do for you? Allah protect us. And the other one is, وَيَدَّخِرُوا لَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stores it. Allah keeps it as a provision for him fil akhirah, in the akhirat. There is a riwayat and mustadrak of Hakim, in which on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call a believer. And Allah will address him and say, that you made dua in the world, and I answered your duas, isn't it? And the person will say, yes. And Allah will say, that you had some gham in your life, some distress, some worry, some sorrow, some grief. You're going through some pain in your life. You made dua. did it not relieve you from that gham, from that worry? The banda will say, yes Allah. Then Allah will tell him, on another occasion you had some gham also, some worry, some problem in your life. You made dua to me, but you did not see any relief, isn't it? He said, yes O Allah. Allah says, when you had that gham the first time, I relieved you of that pain and sorrow, and I gave that, answered the dua for you in the world. The second time, or the other occasion, when you had some pain, some gham, and you made dua, you did not see any relief, I have now piled it and stored it for you here in the akhirat, in the form of rewards for you. Like this, Allah will tell him, you had this problem, you made dua, I gave it to you in the dunya. You had that problem, you made dua, I did not give you that, answer your dua there in the world, but I stored it for you in the akhirat. In the end of the hadith, the believer will say, how I wish that all my duas were collected for me for the akhirat in as a way of provision for me, that I will get so much of reward in the akhirat. And how I wish that none of my duas were answered for me in the dunya. However, respected brothers and sisters, we are weak people and we need our duas to be answered. Don't ever turn away from Allah. The moment any issue we have, any problem, the first thing we should be resorting to is at-tawajjuh ila Allah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, adopt all the jais means that Allah has given us. Whatever is permissible, the means, then you use it. But turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not beg from Allah, Allah becomes displeased with him. Allah becomes naraz with him. Allah becomes angry with him. Imagine, in dunya you go to a person, you in need, you ask the person for something, he gives it to you. Second and third time, he becomes upset. He turns away from you. He might chase you away from there. This is human being, mankind. But the Creator, if you don't ask him, he'll become angry with you. Allah wants us to ask him again and again and again and again. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open such doors for the person who had been supplicating and he never gave hope, never lost hope, and he kept on making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah opens such doors that are mind-boggling to him. He didn't even imagine that from such doors will open to me and I will be granted whatever I want. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat in Surah Al-Anbiya and other surahs also. Various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam have been mentioned where they made dua. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam story, we know they were on the ship, on the ark, and there was floods, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the people, besides a handful of them, who had accepted his iman on his hand. They were just his daughters, who accepted iman. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and just a handful of people. So from his family were just his two daughters. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam tried desperately to call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards tawheed, the oneness of Allah, bring iman. For 950 years he made an effort. 950 years. Just a handful of people accepting iman. رَبِّ إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Allah being overpowered. Oh Allah, assist me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his dua. So Allah saved Nuh alayhi salatu salam from the flood. And all those who were kuffar were destroyed. Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, such a long period in his life, he went through such calamities, such tests, such trials and tribulations, that normally it'll be like, it's like humanly impossible to endure those type of calamities. Therefore, we talk about the sabr of Ayyub, sabru Ayyub. When we talk about patience, we say the patience like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had. He had lost his children, family members, whatever riches he had, his wealth, everything was lost. And over and above that, he had such a disease that he had to go to one on the outskirts of the town. The people of the village had abandoned him. The only person who remained with him was his wife. She still took care of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's so many things regarding this incident that I would like to share for some other occasion. And finally, Rabbi anni masani al-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ again. Wallah, pain has afflicted me. He was unable then to take the name of Allah, even in that condition. They say his tongue was, and his heart was always engaged in the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Until when he was unable then, and the disease had grown so much, رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِي الضُّرْحُ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِ. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. Allah gave him such a clean and pure body, full of vigor and strength and health. He became handsome again. Allah replaced his wealth. Even his wife did not recognize him at first. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah says, we answered his dua, his cry, his plea. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Nineveh, he worked tirelessly. He gave them da'wah towards iman, but they rejected him. Without instruction from Allah, he left them. He boarded a ship. And the incident is that then the ship began to sink. And there was the people on the ship, and somebody said, it is somebody amongst us that is run away from his master, something to this effect. And because of him, we are going to go through this, we are going to be sunk now. And he realized it was him. And he jumps off the ship or the boat. And in the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, when suddenly a big whale swallows him in the darkness of the belly of the whale, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Three darknesses, darkness of the night, darkness of the sea, the darkness of the belly of the whale. In day, فَنَادَى. Hamku pukara, he cried to us, Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is known as da'watu dhinnun. Nun in Arabic, machli, fish. Dhinnun, machli wala. Referring to who? Yunus alayhi salatu, great Nabi of Allah. So he made dua to Allah. Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, we answered his dua, we removed him from the belly of the fish, we brought him back to the shore, he was saved. And Allah says, in this way we save the believers. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned, amongst the dua of karb, karb is when a person is overwhelmed with some disaster, pain, suffering, as though he's reached a cul-de-sac, there seems to be no makhraj. There's no place for him now to come out. There's no exit in his life. He's surrounded by problems. At that time we read, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allah Ta'ala will give relief to the believers also. Every Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, thrown in the fire. He's still reaching the fire. The angel from the sky comes down from the fourth heaven. Ibrahim, I'm here to assist you. He says, as for you, I do not want your assistance. Ibrahim has supplicated to Allah. He says, Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. And Allah answered his dua, and Allah made the fire cool. So every Nabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find his whole life duas and duas upon duas upon duas. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, in the chapter of dua, Babu Kitabu Da'awat, towards the ending of the chapter, he has brought a title, a heading, Babu Takriri fi Dua. In dua, a person must make continuously. You need something, you don't just ask once. If we're traveling somewhere, going, and there's a beggar on the street, and the beggar just asks us once, and he doesn't ask again, he goes away, then nobody gives him. But if he taps at the window and he begs and he cries, even though he's not sincere in his crying, his crocodile tears, whatever it is, and he's begging, showing you a pitiable face, you feel sorry for him and you give him something. Like that, we need to beg and beg and beg and cry. Show Allah that we need Allah Rabbul Izzat. Show Allah that Allah, you are the only hal of the mushkilat. There's nobody else who can remove this difficulty. So Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah, he has brought the ahadith or the hadith of when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sihar was done upon him. For a long period of time, he underwent this pain, this stress in his life when sihar was done upon him. And there it is mentioned, wada'a, wada'a. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't make dua just one day. He made dua and he made dua and he made dua. In fact, in one narration in Bukhari, it is mentioned that he first says in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aftani Rabbi, my Allah has given me the fatwa, my Allah has shown me now that pain I was going through. Fi mastaftaytuhu, in what I was asking him, begging me, what is happening to me? Then Allah showed me that jadu was done upon me. So, what is the important lesson? Do not just make once or twice dua and say nothing is happening. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how genuine we are, how dedicated we are, how much we need Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah will give it to us. When we are making dua, Allah does not answer the dua of the person who is making dua min qalbin lahin. He's inattentive. Playing with his beard, or playing with the person playing with his topi, or the sister playing with her scarf, looking here, there. No. You must raise, you pick up your hands, and show that, oh my Allah, I am asking you, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Then send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make tawbah istighfar. Then present your need, your hajat. Then again you read durood upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you terminate your dua. How often dua is taking place? The person is busy doing something else. His mind is somewhere else. Inna Allah yuhibbul mulihina fi dua. Allah loves that person who is persistent in dua. He continues begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah has mentioned, لِيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ وَيُعْزِمِ الرَّغْبَةِ. A person should beg with azam in him, with resoluteness, showing Allah, Ya Allah, you grant me this. Ya Allah, I want this. Wallah, I'm begging you, my Allah. And show that yearning and longing. Like a person who needs to shoot his target, he's got a bow and arrow. And if the string is a very weak string, and he pulls also not very strongly, very softly, very gently, not even pulling with force, when he's shooting the arrow, and the string is weak, what will happen? The arrow will never reach the target, in fact, it will just fall down by his feet. We are begging from Allah. We have to beg with earnestness, with yearning, with longing, with raghba, with feeling. So duas are answered. As long as the person does not make isti'jal, and I explained that, he says, I made dua, but my dua is not being answered, so I left dua. No. Then a person should not make dua for any guna, for any sin. If you're making dua for any sin, for any haram thing, then that dua is never going to be answered. And also if you're making dua for qati'atu rahim, if you are making dua that of my family ties will be broken, certain person in my family, Ya Allah, I do not want to have any ta'alluq with him, that dua is not answered. Otherwise, every single dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner I have shown you. Sometimes we ask for something, we might ask for a car. Person is young, marriageable age, is making dua for a car, but Allah blesses him with a wife. So sometimes we are asking for something. Remember, Allah is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah is the knower of the unseen and the seen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best to give us. So He gives us something, either the exact thing we wanted, or something better. Or Allah stores it for the akhirat. Or Allah removes some bala, an equal bala that a person was making something big, some dua, some big thing, a big bala goes away. And I said the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, They all engage in dua. Very important that you make two things important. Number one, even in times of prosperity, we should make dua to Allah. Quite often what happens, when we have plentiful, we've got no worry, no problem, no calamity, may Allah grant us afiyat all the time. But when this person is in prosperity, then he forgets Allah. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِهِ Allah says, when he blessed man, then he forgets. He turns away. As though he doesn't need me. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ But the moment some calamity befalls him, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ Ab lambe lambe dua fatiha karte hai. Now the person is turning to Allah. No. When Allah has given you plentiful, you got a happy life, good health, everything, then to turn to Allah, so Allah will help you in the time of your shiddah and difficulty. And the second thing is, make sure our earnings and whatever we partake of must be absolutely halal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the verses of the Quran, Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah. Then Allah Ta'ala had addressed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to eat that which is wholesome, pure, halal, and do good deeds. And then Rasulullah mentioned, فَذَكَرَ رَجُلًا يُطِيلُ سَفَرًا أَشْحَثَ أَغْبَرًا Where a person has undertaken a long, tedious journey. Hey, disheveled, he's covered with dust, his body full of dust, his clothing. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ And he has extended his hand towards the sky, begging from Allah for some want that he has, some need that he has. But Allah, so the hadith says, وَمَتْعَمُوا حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُوا حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُوا حَرَامُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَمَرْكَبُوا حَرَامُ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامُ He's being nourished by haram. His food is haram. His drink is haram. Either the actual thing he's drinking or eating was haram, or from haram sources, clothing was haram, conveyance haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَٰلِكَ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and how can such a person dua then be answered? So very important, our earnings must be halal. And this has, definitely it has some effect on our dua. So respected friends and elders, never underestimate the power of dua. Never underestimate the power of dua. We have seen Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, according to Mufassireen, the periods of separation between Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, father and son, was a period of plus minus 40 years. 40 years, he became blind even. But he did not stop making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never underestimate the power of dua. Allah will answer the dua. As long as we're not asking for haram, and we don't lose hope, and stop the dua, Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to beg from Him, to beg from Him, to beg from Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله, ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ماري غناكم معا فرما ماري خطاكم معا فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah يا الله before mouth strikes my Allah Ya Allah, wash and purify and cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, Ya Allah. We feel ashamed of having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever gunas we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, privacy. Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Saghira, kabira, whatever gunas we committed, my Allah. Completely wipe out every single guna, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Deeds that will please you, my Allah. Give us that himmat, ya Allah, of refraining from sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let iman be in our families, our progeny, our children. Ya Allah, till the day of qiyamah, let not a single person, ya Allah, leave the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Allah, you know, ya Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. So many things we do not know what is good for us, my Allah. Give us all that is good for us, my Allah. And protect us from all type of harm, my Allah. Allah, grant us afiyat. Afiyat in dunya and akhirat, ya Allah. Give us afiyat in our deen, my Allah. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you. The sweetness of your dhikr and tilawat of your Quran, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, jahan bhi ummah pareshan hal ho, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, especially in those countries where there's war, my Allah. Fighting is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, and especially in Gaza, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. They've got no place to go to. They've got no home. They've got no food. They've got no clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, months and months and months have gone past, my Allah. Years have gone by, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. We have learned tonight never to lose hope in begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah. We will continue begging from you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We ask you by your Ismi A'zam. We ask you by your beautiful names and perfect qualities, my Allah. That grant them afiyat now, my Allah. Grant them relief, my Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the Musliman brothers and sisters of masoom children. Give them rahat now, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah, to hold the kosur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Accept our du'as in their favor, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us halal and tayyib, rosy, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Do not make us consume haram, my Allah. Do not make us earn haram, my Allah. Allah, do not make us use our wealth in haram places, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. You are Shafi. Shifa is in your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Give them the highest of ranks in the akhirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Answer our dua, my Allah. Answer our dua, my Allah. Answer our dua, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الحاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللہ grant us اخلاص المقبولیت all good works that is taking place ya Allah the effort of da'wat and tabligh tazkiyah ta'lim ya Allah different organizations doing good work individuals doing good work grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين